Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Even though this team's coming off three wins, I do feel like there's at least some star, like there's some legitimate players. It felt like there was really no, other than Saquon Barkley, I didn't think there was like a single, I'm trying to go back to that team before. I mean, Dexter Lawrence was on the team, but he wasn't a superstar yet. Andrew Thomas was on the team, but did he have one Pro Bowl season at that point? His first year we thought he was a bust, then his second year he made leaps and bounds. I'm trying to think if that was the same year. I mean, I think he might have. No, I think he got better with it. Doesn't matter. But they didn't really have any great players. Like, they have one of the better left tackles in the sport right now. They have Dexter Lawrence. They have a young stud all-world wide receiver. I think there is some ability here. But the main reason I feel like it's different is two things. One, Thibodeau, while being someone who people thought could be a good edge rusher, he is not nearly as highly touted as Abdul Carter. Right? He was not, like, there was other edge rushers on the same level. The Giants could have went elsewhere in pursuit of that position. There was no one else in this draft. As many as even though they had some other good edge rushers or good pass rushers in this draft, Carter stood alone as the premier at his position. And Many people believe him to be the most talented player in the draft and the best player in the draft, bar none. I do not think that's the same as Thibodeau. And two, I'm sorry, I know I'm hung up on the position. They got their quarterback. Like, I know Evan Neal's tackle out of Alabama felt like a can't miss, right? So they got an edge rusher we were hopeful for and an offensive lineman who was can't miss. Like, that was the feeling coming out. I don't know if it felt the same as this to me. And the other thing is, I still believe, and maybe it's because of what we saw in year one, I'll tell you, I am more positive about the New York Giants this year right now than I have been since they were playing a game against Minnesota in the playoffs. Like, that's it. That's the I was the positivity ended 40-0 against the Cowboys the next year. And knowing Daniel Jones is still the quarterback and they gave him a contract, like, I didn't feel good about that. I was never a Daniel Jones guy, ever. Ever. I understood why they gave him the contract off of the season he had. But other than that, like, I was never a Daniel Jones guy. So the minute they lost 40-0, and I watched to the Cowboys, of course, and I watched Daniel Jones play that game, I was just like, the optimism exited me. Like, I was like, well, this is not going to work. And they're paying him $40 million. Like, I didn't think they'd be as bad as they've been the last 2 years necessarily. I didn't expect them to lose the amount of games they lost. But I never really felt like, okay, we're in the right direction, because I'm a big, you got to have the quarterback. Call me crazy. And I never believed Daniel Jones was that guy. So not that I know Jackson Dart is. Of course I don't. But I still kind of believe in Brian Daboll. And maybe that's because of what I saw year one. And maybe in the 3 years, I'm overdoing what he did year one. But I don't think Daniel Jones is very good. And with really not a lot of talent and a bad quarterback, we saw competent coaching for the first time in forever. The first time since Tom Coughlin. We had seen three coaches come and go. Three head coaches who were completely inept come and go. And that first year with Brian Daboll and what he was able to turn Daniel Jones into, the turnover machine that Daniel Jones was, into at least the serviceable game manager that he became for that 1 year, I thought was incredible. And just, I thought Daboll changed the entire feel of the franchise after dealing with incompetence for years. And I'm still in chase of that. And I still believe Brian Daboll can be that, despite how bad it's been the last 2 years. I saw a clip with McShay talking about this about he's upset with Giant fans. Maybe we'll play it later. And he's talking about, you know, he's like, Dable is a great offensive coach. He was given nothing at quarterback, nothing. And I was like, wow, man, if you put another 50 or 60 pounds on this guy, that would be me yelling at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's what I've been saying for years. I've been saying that exact thing. I was like, seriously, put that guy in a fat suit and have him do it at dawn. That's me. I've been saying the same thing. I believe in Brian Dable. I still do. I didn't want him fired. I still believe in him. And I do think Joe Shane has now had two back-to-back good drafts. We have the last year I'm willing to already call a good draft because he had rookies make impacts. We'll see if it's a great draft. It's going to take time. And we'll see, obviously, we have no idea what this draft is. But I do think he did a really good job. And he did what I needed him to do, or what I believed in. And he played it right. Instead of doing what I would have done, which was just draft the quarterback three, if it were me and Brian Dable told me that Jackson Dart is his guy, I would have drafted him third. I would have said, okay, this is your guy. You're telling me we're going to turn this kid into a franchise quarterback. This is your guy? Okay, I'll take him third. That's what I would have done. But instead, he got arguably the best player in the draft, and then for 2 third-round picks, moved up and got the quarterback that the coach wants. Like, to me, it was the perfect first round. And of course, do we have to see it play out? Could Jackson Dart be awful and this whole thing is a disaster and I'm dead wrong about Brian Dable? Of course. I don't know. But to me, hiring Brian Dable and never giving him this opportunity just makes no sense. So I'm high on the Giants because, one, I can point to a handful of players who are at the top of the league talent-wise. I firmly believe, as long as he stays healthy, Andrew Thomas is top of the league talent-wise, right? One of the handful of best left tackles. I believe that Dexter Lawrence is one of the handful, if not the best, interior defensive linemen. I believe that Malik Nabers has an ability and a talent, you know, and the possibility of, and already year one, he's one of the best rookie wide receivers, certainly, you know, the Giants have ever had, along with Odell Beckham Jr., but like, he can be right up there with the handful of best wide receivers in this game. Like, they've got actual players who I think are legitimate talent. They've spent money to fix that defense. Whatever we think of Thibodeau, certainly is not worth a 6th overall pick, granted, but I do believe he can be, at the very least, a third down pass rusher. At the very least, when in passing situations, I do think he can get after the quarterback. You've just added Carter. Dexter Lawrence, whether he's the best interior lineman or not, he is the best pass rushing interior lineman. You are going to create a defensive front that is going to be very difficult to stop on passing downs. I think that's for sure. If they don't have that, then you can forget everything else. That's what this team is probably based on right now. We talk about identity. That's the identity of the team. The identity of the team is your quarterback better have his head on a swivel because we're coming. That's the identity of this team right now. And I think they've added, you know, good players throughout the draft. They added in free agency. This defense should be pretty damn good. And I think as long as Andrew Thomas is healthy, I think the offensive line can be vastly, vastly improved. And I do believe in Brian Dable getting, you know, pretty good work out of a competent quarterback. And I think at least they have that with Russell Wilson and or Jameis Winston. And now he's got the ability to develop a young quarterback. And we could have a hopefully building year this year. Get better. Get some winning and culture. There you are for all you culture fanatics. Some winning and culture into the building, into the team, feel a little bit better about ourselves while still collecting more talent and watching these young players grow and get even better. And then next year, start fresh with a quarterback who's had a full year to work under Brian Dable, who's got talent, and away we go. And within the next 2 or 3 years, you expect to be competing for a Super Bowl. That's the plan. That's the plan. And for the first time in a long time, whether it's, you know, maybe I believed in Daniel Jones his rookie year for a time. That's I didn't love him, but I believed in him enough where he was, you know, he was successful that rookie season. But I didn't think they had a good head coach. As competent as he was as an offensive coordinator, and he still is so in the University of Colorado. Like, I just, I think for the first time in a while, I feel good that the Giants have, in my mind, a GM, a coach, and a quarterback. And I feel like the three haven't been together in a long time.